Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, from 2015 Verizon Vikings training camp. The Vikings are well on their way to preparing for the 2015 season, and you guys have a lot of questions about that, so let's get right to work. The first question comes from Ken in California. Will Adrian Peterson play in the Hall of Fame game? This is a question that's going to be asked of Adrian and of Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer from now until that game, which is on August 9th in Canton, Ohio against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't even think either Adrian or Mike Zimmer know the answer quite yet. We'll find out in the next few days. It would be great to see him back in action, but you can certainly understand why the team would hold him out. Time will tell. The next question comes from Adam. Who will get most of the goal line carries this year, AP or Matt Asiata? Well, we certainly know Matt Asiata is qualified and good enough to have those goal line carries. He had 9 rushing touchdowns last season. But if Adrian is healthy, I expect he'll be the guy down at the goal line. The next question comes from Cole. What do you believe is more important for the progression of Teddy Bridgewater? Good offensive line play or good wide receiver play? Well, I think they're both required to make the quarterback look good, and I don't think one is more important than the other. We do need to shore things up on the offensive line. We have to replace a starter, and we need some more depth. The wide receivers, we have a good idea who's going to be on the roster come final cutdown day, but we need those guys to keep progressing and be good for Teddy. The next question comes from Jordan. What is your take on Patterson? How do you think he's going to improve for this upcoming season? A couple of things are going to help him improve. One is we have Adrian Peterson back. That's going to draw some attention away from Cordarrelle and allow him to maximize some of those one-on-one matchups. It also helps that Mike Wallace is here because defenses will roll coverage toward Wallace, thus freeing Patterson up. But another thing that will help Cordarrelle is the fact that Teddy Bridgewater will be that much more experienced going into his second season. Also, this will be the first time in 5 years that Cordarrelle will be in the same offense 1 year that he was the year prior. All of those factors are going to help him, and I think he's going to be a playmaker for us. Eldon from Milwaukee has the next question. What are your thoughts on Blair and his future with the Vikings? Well, as you saw earlier in the week, Blair Walsh signed a contract extension with the Vikings. That's great news. The Vikings drafted him in 2012, and he's been good every step of the way. I remember the game winner he had against Jacksonville as a rookie, and I also remember the field goal he kicked against Green Bay as a rookie in Week 17 to get us into the postseason. Ever since then, Blair has been solid. I'm glad the Vikings locked him up. He's also great as a kickoff specialist for us. Blair Walsh, the Vikings franchise record holder already in 50-yard field goals and in touchbacks, and I look forward to watching him add on to those records in the years to come. The last question comes from Jordan in Cassin, Minnesota. Does having an extra preseason game help the coaches evaluate the players better? Without a doubt, 100% yes, the extra preseason game does help the Vikings coaching staff evaluate this roster a little bit more. Coaches see players in practice all the time, and that's valuable, but coaches love evaluating players when the lights are on in a game setting. It's awesome that the Vikings have that extra preseason game. It will help the coaching staff a ton. That is it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we want your help for the next edition of the Pick Six, which will also come right here from 2015 Verizon Vikings training camp. So please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen and stay tuned to Vikings.com for all of training camp because we are your source for comprehensive coverage of your favorite team during training camp. Until next week, we'll see you next time.